Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Biscuits and Tea Mystics. I'm your host, Kelly Jo Monahan, and I have a wonderful guest for you tonight, Auras by Nim. She draws auras as she sees them in real time. And I'd like to introduce her now. Hi, Nims.
Hi, Kelly Jo. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for coming. Can you please tell us how you perceive it when you're drawing it?
Well, the aura that everybody has around them, and the colors are very unique to each person, and it's kind of like everybody's personal space is the best way to explain that energy field that everyone has. It's all around everyone, and it's a great tool that people don't even realize that they're using. It helps them with seeing things on a sixth sense, if you will. You know, you get vibes from people just by seeing them and whatnot without even talking to people. So the aura is already doing its work, and so you can't see it that way, but So when I see it, I see the energy around a person. I see it with my third eye, with my eyes closed, usually with the person very close to me. I can see it long distance. And that means if a person is in Colorado or California or Australia or what have you, I can see it from a distance. And it is a variety of vibrations and colors. And you get a lot of information just by looking at a person's aura. So it's really, truly unique being able to see a person's aura. Yeah.
How interesting. And I see it as it changes like the aurora borealis all the time.
Right, exactly.
It doesn't stay the same.
It doesn't. It's always changing. Your aura is always in flux. It changes because of your moods. It changes according to how you feel while you're at work, intense concentration. It also changes, especially when you're scared or you're sick. You know, those are two very extreme motion swings, and the aura colors will automatically change. And it is really cool when people are meditating even, you know, your aura completely shifts and change when you let go of all the stuff that is bothering you out throughout the day and allow the spiritual to take over.
And the aura goes in and goes out. Like if you get scared, you draw it closer to yourself, correct?
It's really interesting. When you're excited, your aura expands. And it's kind of like, you know, how you get people really excited because your aura has expanded and touched their aura. So it's like a chewing bubble gum and blowing a big bubble. So when you're scared or sick, your aura instead contracts closer to the body. It's conserving energy in that respect. And so it would be kind of like a energetic second skin, if you will. That's when you think of it as retracting close to the body to help protect you and do what it needs
Absolutely.
To do best.
Absolutely. Now, what is your medium of drawing? What do you use to draw your aura pictures with?
I utilize an 8.5 by 11. It's a slight tinted paper with a bit of a gray tinge to it, and I use Primasol color pencil to maximize the amount of colors that I've encountered so far in the aura. They're always changing, and you know, yellow is not just yellow. It's a variety of shades of yellow, you know, light, dark, bright, orange, you know, canary, you know, blues can be like pale blue, dark blue, Mediterranean blue, deep navy blue. So I have a lot of colored pencils to kind of capture those interesting fluctuations in the aura itself when people sit for me.
And what is the most unusual color you've spied?
Wow. Unusual. I would have to say the two top ones that I don't see very often, really, and when I do see them, it kind of takes me by surprise, would be the color peach and the color gold. And then with a runner-up sometimes fuchsia, which is
How
like a
interesting.
Bright, bright, yeah.
Interesting. Peach is an unusual color.
Yes, it is. And it's funny because people's auras is not just about seeing it, it's about feeling it. So as radio travels by radio waves and you hear things through radio, energy travels kind of similarly. It travels and it has a vibration, it has a frequency that I'm sensitive to. And once I feel that energy, it translates into color. And the best way I can explain it to anyone who's familiar with a prism you know, the triangle glass, you know,
right.
sunlight one side of it, and then you get the rainbow on the other side as the light is diffused and cut through. That's kind of how I feel it. You know, I feel it's like sunlight, and I translate the energy, and then it translates into color. And that's the best way how to explain how I feel and see the color when I am working with someone. And they're just sitting there with me, and I start drawing, I start feeling the energy, and I check from head to toe for a person's colors, because they're always floating around, kind of flowing up and down and around and swirling around the body, because they're not just static. They move. It's like wind. And I also, you know, will use the time to check for people's chakras to see how their energy in their body is working. I'll check for any symbols, objects. I'll check for spirit guides. I'll check for your angels, your guardian angels. I'll check for whatever happens to be close to a person at that time. So,
and that all corresponds.
I'm sorry?
That all corresponds and goes together.
Absolutely.
How neat.
It absolutely is. Very cool.
Would you like to take a reading now? We can do a reading for someone.
Sure.
But tell them how to get a hold of you. Give them, before we do that, give them your phone number. How do they reach you?
They can contact me one of two ways, via email or, you know, by my mobile phone. And my mobile phone is a U.S. number with area code 239-248-0189. Again, that's 239-248-0189, just leave a message. And my other way of contacting me is via email, and I have a Gmail account, and it's NIMS, as in Sam, Lake, LAKE, @gmail.com.
Cool. And me, you can reach me at 561-333-5367 for readings, and my website, KellyJoePsychic.com. We're going to take our first caller. I'll let you go first with them. 201. It's spinning. Hello, okay. 201. Hello, 201. Hello. Okay, I guess they dropped off. Okay. 447, hello.
Hi, Kelly J. Thanks for taking my call.
How are you?
I am very well, thank you.
How can we help you?
I found the discussion really interesting. I would appreciate an aura reading, a remote aura reading, please.
Okay, I'll let Nims take that over.
Sure,
well,
that sounds lovely.
Great. So what's your first name?
My name is Deep, as in deep water.
Okay, excellent. Well, Deep, what I'm going to do is I'm just going to give you a short overview, summary of the colors that I am picking up from you. And then once I give you the colors, then I'll talk about what the energy particularly means, okay?
Sure.
In looking at your aura, basically, right now, it's going to change, but right now you have up in your shoulder area, up to your head, you have what is like an orange. It's kind of like a sherbet-y orange. It's very bright. And from that area up to your, from your shoulders up to your head, and from your shoulders down to about your waist, you do have about, I want to say it's like a navy blue. It's a really dark blue going on there. And then heading down towards your legs, as I'm looking at it, I'm imagining I'm facing you and you are facing me. I'm looking at your right leg, and your right leg is actually kind of a smoky gray color. And then your left leg, as I'm looking at it, is actually a much darker blue. It's almost going into black. Okay. Now, what the energy is completely surrounded in, imagine yourself like a bubble, is white light. Okay. So everyone has this protection of white light energy that keeps your energy close to you and keeps everybody else's energy away from them, well, for the most part. And it allows energy to pass back and forth. And the energy that you have going on, the orange up above on your shoulders, it's speaking to me really of a couple of things that are running around in your head. You have a lot of things going on that you're not able to, like, completely, like, shut down and keep quiet. It's just constantly kind of like a hamster on a wheel. You're constantly thinking, constantly bouncing ideas and whatnot. So that energy is quite active at this moment in time. And it's not overtly consuming, so I'm not overly concerned that it's something that you can't shut off. It's just right now you got a lot of things going on, especially on an intellectual level. Your chest area going down to the waist is a wonderful shade of the dark navy blue, which shows that you're very grounded. And you have a sense of calmness in regards to your current health. So it comes from a more of a body aspect. And the energy there, it actually is kind of like a swirling. It's almost like a spiral in the middle of your body. So it is moving in that kind of action. And it's not super fast. It's not slow, so it's not sluggish. And the energy from your legs, when I was talking about your right leg, it was kind of a smoky gray. So the smoky gray shows that there's a lot of energy that you've been trying to work through in regards to intellectual and emotional balance. And a lot of the energy you've put forth, you've been acting on it and strive very hard on a conscious level to remove that energy from your body and from your intellectual level and your emotional levels of your energy. And you're doing pretty well. It's something fairly recent because it is a really dark, smoky color that you've been working on. It does have a little bit of emotional residual pain left over, and it's just something that you've been striving very hard to not let it overwhelm you. And you're doing really well because it's in the leg area, which shows that you've acted on it and you're trying to purge this energy from you. And your left leg, which is a really dark blue to dark, to like almost like a midnight blue-black, shows that you're determined. And the energy on that leg is that it's your rock. You're very strong and you have that focus in your energy at this moment in time to accomplish all these things. Now, in your crown, back up to your head, I do see a bit thinning of your third eye in regards to right between your eyebrows and just a little bit of into your forehead. Your third eye is your intuition. It's your spidey senses, if you will. You've got that open, and you're really open and listening to a lot of things that have caught your attention. And your throat chakra, which is right there at the base of your collarbone, is showing, spinning nicely. So your throat chakra is blue. It's actually not a navy blue. It's actually a little bit brighter, more in the medium blue spectrum, so it is a lot brighter. It shows that you've been doing quite a bit of talking, of course, but it shows spinning very nicely. And in regards to your energies within your aura, everything is constantly moving, which is great. I don't see any sluggishness going forward.
Thank you, Nim.
You're welcome. And one more thing. There is a spirit guide hanging out for you deep It's over your left shoulder. Okay, there is a spirit guide helping you with all this energy.
Yep, thank you. That was amazing.
You're very welcome.
And you are going to be moving forward. Your life is going to start changing this year. You got movement forward and you'll get out of your stuck space. That's within a 3-month time span deep.
Sure. Thank you, Kelly J.
You're welcome.
That's awesome.
Okay. Now we'll go to, that was wonderful. We'll go to 917. Hello, 917.
Hi, my name is Fabian.
Hi, Fabian.
Hi.
Hi, Fabian.
What do you want to know?
She could just tell me whatever she sees for me.
Okay. Well, all right, Fabian. Let me just do a quick summary of your aura as is coming to me right now. And starting at the top of your head, the colors that I'm currently seeing for you, starting from your head, going down into your chest area, I do have a wonderful aqua color. Aqua is the light spectrum of blue, a little bit of a blue-green tinge, kind of like the island waters. So it's that aqua color, you know what I'm talking about?
Uh-huh.
And that's from your head down to your chest. And in your lower chest, right above your stomach, I am seeing yellow. And it's kind of a golden, like a goldenrod color. It's a golden color of yellow, kind of like a buttery yellow. And I do see a little bit of an orange tinge to that area, and that goes on down to about your mid-thigh. Okay. And from your mid-thigh, both of your legs are all the way down to the ground, are encased in this wonderful, like a dark green, like summer grass.
Ooh, so major healing.
It's a really nice green color. So you got quite a few colors going on. Going back to your head, where the color of aqua starts, down to your chest, aqua indicates a sense of focus and determination. And for you, it's about knowing how to get from A to B in the quickest, most surefire fashion. It also shows a person who is very organized, okay? And that energy is moving very quickly for you. So it's kind of like you've been brainstorming. So what I'm feeling is kind of like ding, 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 ding. Of energy, so it's kind of like it's going off like fireworks a little bit. So it's very dizzy energy, but it's energetic and fun. Your yellow color, your golden yellow and orange, which is just below your chest, going down to about mid-thigh, now that indicates an energy of protection for you. It also indicates an energy of calmness. And it also indicates a little bit of stress with it, where the orange is. And the orange is actually down below your stomach. It's like in the intestinal area, but above the juncture of your thighs. So I'm not picking up a tremendous amount of stress, but I do see, like, it looks like about the size of a grapefruit just below your stomach where the orange is sitting. And it has a sense of a little bit of a sticky feeling, like if you were to touch the fruit and you had forgotten to wash it. So it has a bit of a sticky feel to it. And it's kind of a bit of a stress, but it's not something major in regards to the stress. It seems to be very manageable because it's not overwhelming a big part of your stomach area. But an area of concern, probably things that are bothering you at this moment in time that maybe you haven't found a solution for at this moment. And the best way to help with it, you know, an area where there's an intense amount of orange that indicates that is, you know, to do some breath work, you know, and put your hands over that area and imagine yourself, you know, sending healing energy to it. And if you love to deal with colors, you can imagine yourself sending green energy light, which is healing energy, to help you with the energy being stuck there. Okay.
Thank you.
Now, you're very welcome. Mm-hmm. Let me talk about your green legs. Now, your green legs are this wonderful dark green. They show energy. They show movement going forward. Apparently, there is something that you've put in action, and you're actually in the current stages of enacting and doing and accomplishing things. So it shows that you're moving forward in regards to a lot of different things. I feel a vibration of business, feel a vibration of personal accomplishment in regards to that energy. And
thank you.
Checking, you're very welcome.
Thank you.
And one more, you're very welcome. I just want to say, like, up in the head area, there is an interesting crescent. You know, like the crescent moon, that is actually, I see just above your aura, not quite touching, but it shows that when you go into moments of calmness, that you connect very quickly to the universe and or the energy of God's spirit, as we call it, or universal divine. Anytime you're in prayer or you're meditating, you know, just imagine yourself connecting to the universe and just allowing, you know, that energy to come into your aura and boost you and help with maybe that energy that in your stomach area.
Okay. Thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome, Fabian.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Lots of comprehension and moving forward and lots of healing for you.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay.
Excellent. Beautiful
cool.
Auras today.
you're really awesome. Okay, we're going to do 401. Hello, 401.
Hi, thank you for my call.
What's your name?
My name is Carrie, with a K.
Hi, Carrie. So, do you have a question?
I was just open to anything general. I've had some loss in the past, I would say, year and a half, and, you know, quite a few people that were very close to me passed on. And a lot of different, you know, transformations have been happening in my life all across the board. So I was open to any messages you may have, an aura reading, anything.
Okay. Well, first thing, go ahead.
Go ahead, Kelly Jo. You go ahead first.
First thing, your mom is around you. Is she passed on?
No.
But who's the mother figure? There's a mother figure
my
on the other side. She's
my
with
grandmother
you.
Passed. Both of them have passed, but my most
she's
recent
with,
was in
the one that helped raise you is with you.
Yep. My dad's mom.
She's right here, like short hair, shoulder length. She's throwing a dish towel at me. So, you know how you throw a dish towel, you know?
Yep.
She's letting me know that she's around you.
Okay.
You also have a male figure who is in the Navy. Who's this?
My former boyfriend, he was in the Marines.
Well, there's water. What was the water?
Not sure. He was the most recent passing. He passed in September.
Okay, but there's something about water in him. There's a body of water around him. So I'll let Nims do your aura.
Okay.
Okay. Carrie, in regards to your aura, your energy, we'll start from the top of your head here. The energy up above on you is actually a dark lavender purple color, and the lavender purple goes from the top of your head down to your waist, okay? And from about your waist down to your upper thigh area. I do have some dark yellow. Okay.
We might get, I don't know if it'll let us go longer or not. It's getting ready to, it's counting down. So if we get chopped off, I want to thank everybody for coming and you coming. So let's keep going.
Okay. Well, Carrie, you know, I can finish up your aura if you like, if you want to give me a call. If we get cut off, it's 239 248-0189. The bottom half of your aura at the bottom, we are looking at some red and some smoky gray in color. And going back to the top of your head, down to your waist, you have this lavender going into purple. And that indicates a sense of seeker, a person who seeks a lot of information. Right now, study is a big part, so you're constantly getting information. And also connection with spirit. You're very interested in regards to spiritual connectivity, spiritual meditation, open to a couple of different beliefs. And the yellow, which is really dark, below your waist up to your upper thigh, that indicates a sense of immobility for you. You feel that there's a blockage somewhere in your aura, in your energy, and around you, and it comes and hits you right at the waist area and in your upper thigh. You feel like you're hit a roadblock. And the red and smoky gray on your legs indicate a lot of anxious and hyperactivity in regards to your energy. That's causing you to feel like you're constantly go, 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 go. And that's where a lot of you're wondering why you constantly seem to be sitting and spinning and you're not going anywhere. You feel like you're going in circles. So there's a lot of fractious energy sitting in your leg area because you feel like you can't move forward. So it's this kind of a stagnation of energy that you feel that you haven't gone anywhere. And in regards to the smoky gray, it does show some movement. There is a lot of pain, not on a physical level, but it's caused by the thought processes that causes you to have a heightened sense of anxiety because you're not able to move forward. It's going to be temporary. This is something that can be worked out, but right now, expending a lot of energy in that area is going to, you know, cause you to feel like you're going in circles without moving forward. And bringing in the lavender light might be helpful to try and bring it all the way down your body to help you find calmness and peace so that those energies are not the energies that are causing you to be blocked. Have it push away the yellow, have it push away the red, have it push away the gray. Imagine wrapping yourself in a wonderful lavender blanket to help you cut away that frantic energy and allowing you to ground and center, and then you'll be able to move forward. Your throat chakra is a little crazy with the energy. There's actually, it's almost like a donut, a hole in the middle. So you've been doing a lot of talking, and the stress is showing there. So relaxing, breathing, remembering to just, you know, take a really deep breath, allow your voice to rest, allowing yourself to focus will cause that chakra to get back in alignment and not look like a donut, like a blueberry donut. And all of that, you know, lavender is a great light to have in your aura at this time. Just imagine pushing that yellow away and pushing the red away and pushing that smoky gray away to help you find your new path, getting, you know, less frantic.
Another thing is let go of the anger and also write that person a letter that passed on. That will help.
Okay. I was just thinking that actually before you took my call.
Yeah.
A goodbye letter.
That would be very helpful.
it's not a lot of
goodbye letters are filled with doodles and hearts and flowers and I love yous and, you know, everything that you wanted to say to them. It's not just a goodbye letter. It's an everything letter. It's
right.
A beautiful letter.
Right.
Yeah.
That'll be very helpful.
Okay.
Yeah,
thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, those are hard to do, but they're beautiful. They're beautiful.
You want
to
take one more?
If there's someone there, I can certainly do it. Sure can.
Okay. Hello, 626.
Hello.
Nims is going to read your aura for you.
Oh, that's scary.
Oh, no, not at all, not at all.
Okay, we can try. Tell me what you want. I can take it.
What's your first name or the name you wish to go by?
Ed, which is my name.
I'm sorry, did you say Ted?
Ed. E-D.
Oh, Ed, very nice to meet you.
Well, most call me Sam, so.
That's okay. Let me start with the top of your head here. Okay, at the top of your head, down to about your chin, we do have a shade of brown. It's kind of like a medium brown. There's so many shades of brown out there, but imagine chocolate brown, a nice milky
okay.
chocolate brown. And that goes down to your chin. And from your chin going down to your hip, from that direction, what we have there is a light blue. Okay. And then
mm-hmm.
from your hip going down to your feet, we do have silver. Okay.
Cool.
Now, going back up to the top, from the crown of your head down to about your chin, we have this wonderful chocolate brown. Chocolate brown indicates grounded. It also indicates strength, a will, a desire to do good. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that encompasses a big part on an intellectual and emotional level, besides an action level where, you know, that's something that's very inherent. I would probably find brown in your aura in different areas at any stage of your life. In regards to the chin area going down your body, the wonderful shade of light blue, imagine kind of like a powder blue. So it's a very pale shade. Powder blue indicates an energy of intellectualness, things
Somebody
to do with your
that.
Health and research. It has to do with, you know, gathering of information.
Okay.
And it encompasses usually a lot of things with regards to health, but it also encompasses things that intrigue us, you know, on a day-to-day basis. And that energy is light and flowy. And when we move down to your leg area, it's silver. And silver indicates a sense of expansion and exploration. And in regards to that, it also indicates that's a drive to help others, okay? So
mm-hmm.
we help us, it's not just like family. It's also about outreach to those that we don't know. So it has to do a lot with community service. It has to do with keeping yourself, you know, in touch with, you know, people around you. You don't isolate yourself. That's what the silver energy is indicating. And going back up to the top of your head, I know brown seems odd. You would think it means sluggishness and whatnot, but all browns are not created equal. And that brown is also moving, and the energy off of that is actually very soft. So in regards to worried about, does it mean sluggishness or anything? Not at all. Not to worry about brown. But over your right shoulder, you do have a spirit guide. I don't know if you've heard him or have done any prayer or meditation, but your spirit guide is a male, And he does come with a name. He is sharing that with me. His name is Marvin.
Marvin, okay, like the Martian?
Like Marvin the Martian, yeah, absolutely. And Marvin's there. I know. I'm not that old, but I do remember watching a few black and whites of Marvin the Martian. And Marvin is actually he's like my age. He's in the mid-40s. Curly hair. He does have glasses. And he's just saying that, hey, I'm here. If you should need me for any kind of, you know, like Q&A question, you want to get to know more about what's on the other side, you know, getting in touch with your spirit guide, he's kind of there just to kind of help you move forward. And as you vibrate and explore and become more intellectually intrigued with the other side, you know, astraling and finding out about, you know, vibrating to another level, increasing your meditation, he's there to help you expand and become more conscious on a universal level. That's his job and purpose here. And there are other spirit guides out there, but he's the strongest one coming through at this time. And there is another thing down at your left foot. There are a couple bricks laying there. Bricks indicate that you've overcome some sort of obstacle and have managed to topple the wall. So they're just showing debris around your feet area that you've managed to overcome some sort of thing you felt that was just recently in your past, whether it was intellectual, physical, or emotional, or even health conscious-wise, and show that you have, you know, managed to accomplish or gotten over it. And if you feel that you haven't quite accomplished it, you are on the downward slope. Of this energy. So object-wise, you know, it's an interesting object to see bricks in the person's aura, but that they're all scattered to indicate that you've managed to overcome this hurdle.
Good.
Thank you, Nim, very much.
Yeah,
oh, you're very welcome.
Very good. Thank you.
Well, you're very welcome.
Let people know your number one more time, and the show is going to go blippy.
They can call 239-248-0189 if they leave a name and their number and what they're interested in contacting me about. That'd be great. Or an email, nimslake@gmail.com.
And me, 561-333-5367, kellyjoepsychic.com. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Thank you, Nims, for being on. Next time we'll have Willie Whitefeather on. Thank you. Good night, all.
All right, good night.